finally, and probably one of his most important lasting achievements, while COVID-19 began to deeply root itself across our nation, the Garrison team expertly implemented and managed COVID safety protocols. Through his initiatives of more than 100 community outreach events and Army award-winning leader engagement programs, the Garrison not only endured, but continued to improve quality of life on Fort McCoy. And because of his diligent efforts, our forces maintained a heightened level of readiness in the face of the global pandemic not seen since the unprecedented flu of 1918. Throughout it all, Colonel Poss handled considerable amounts of pressure and guided the Garrison team to success, which would make any senior commander proud. Bottom line, the day-to-day success the Garrison enjoyed over the last 2 years is directly attributable to you, Mike. Using an American pastime sport of boxing as an analogy for what it means to be a Garrison commander, I would like to bring you all back to the 1980s and the movie Rocky, where Rocky Balboa was a no-name fighter who was given the chance to fight the world champion Apollo Creed. Rocky is a rags-to-riches Cinderella story of how you overcome adversity, insurmountable odds, and face an opponent that has a greater strength, power, and skill, much like a Garrison commander. So as Rocky said, now at this point my team really wanted to put on the Rocky voice, but I just can't get there, so you'll have to forgive me. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, nobody's gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit but keep moving forward. How much can you take and keep moving forward? That's how winning is done. To me, this quote exemplifies the Garrison commander's role at any garrison. Always the underdog, always undermanned, always under-resourced, and always required to perform at world champion levels. Every day, every fight, every punch, every step. And with that I will say, yo Mike, you did it. Mike and Don, it is because of your leadership and team effort that our nation's forces are able to remain the most superior, ready fighting force in the world. Thank you for your commitment to the soldiers, civilians, families of U.S. Army Garrison Fort McCoy. I would also like to welcome Colonel Steve Messenger and his family to the MCOM Readiness Team. Steve, you are a proven leader and the ideal person to assume command and lead U.S. Army Garrison Fort McCoy. I am confident that you will invest the same passion, professionalism, pride, and expertise into the soldiers, civilians, and family members of Fort McCoy, because they deserve nothing less. And as you assume command, I'll leave you with this. First, your fellow 23 Garrison commanders in readiness are in the seat and all deal with the same challenges. So reach out to them. Second, take care of your Garrison team and your family. And finally, as Rocky said, take the hits, but keep moving forward and do it with a smile. Again, thank you to Major General Guthrie, the Fort McCoy family, the soldiers of the 24th Army Band, and the Fort McCoy Garrison Color Guard, all of our distinguished guests, family, and friends for joining us today. In closing, I'll leave you with one of my favorite Irish farewells from my childhood, Slán Shabbá. May your today always be better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow. Sustain, support, defend, Army strong.